top headlines.
Patriots parted ways with Brandon Cooks yesterday. He's gone to the Los Angeles Rams in exchange for a first rounder, number 23 overall, and a sixth round pick. Pat's also sending a fourth round pick to LA. Also today, Ravens signing quarterback Robert Griffin III to a 1-year deal. Bruins fell to the Lightning in Tampa Bay last night, 4-0 the final. Coach Bruce Cassidy.
Well, I mean, teams go through it, right? So, you know, we had a day away from the rink yesterday, so there's really no excuse not to come out with some energy tonight. I thought they had more than us. That was apparent early on. Our execution was off. That happens sometimes when you're not practicing much, which we haven't, but you know, we should have been able to find our game quicker, I think, and the urgency level for them was higher than ours at the end of the day.
And what? Well, Bruins now in a tie for first with the Lightning tomorrow night. Bees visit the Panthers. Celtics lost to the Bucks in Milwaukee last night, 106-102. Not a lot of time to lick the wounds, though, as they're right back at it tonight when they visit the first-place Raptors. Head coach Brad Stevens telling Zolak and Bertrand just a little while ago if Terry Rozier remains at the 80% status, he will not be a go tonight. 4 hours and 27 minutes Red Sox needed to beat the Marlins yesterday 4-2. They have the day off before the Rays come in for the Sox home opener. Being reported on Twitter that the Rays will have two bullpen days in their upcoming series against the Sox. Headlines brought to you by Cool Sculpting. Freeze away your fat for good with Dr. Joseph Russo's team today. Call 617-964-1440 or josepharussomd.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Boston's Home for Sports. Boston's Home for Sports is just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Never said Brandon Cooks was a top 10 receiver in the league.
Yeah.
Never did I utter those words.
I feel like it was implied.
Nope.
You're giving up first round picks now
Jones,
for guys
don't
who
do it. Don't
Nick,
do it.
Why would you're going to give up a first
crap.
Round? It's not crap. Why would you give up a first round pick for a guy who's like
right,
the 15th
so
best receiver in the league?
Can we relive the deal? Okay, can we relive
yeah,
the deal?
It was 32.
Number one.
Oh, boy. Do we have some angry elves on our hands?
They hate each other.
Wow. In corner number one, weighing in at, I don't know, what do you think Jones weighs?
Yeah, buck 35.
Buck 45.
Gargamel, the Smurf hater.
5'10", Adam Jones.
I think Jones sleeps
out
in like a black cloak.
Northern Vermont. Checking in out of the Ocean State.
Yep. Angry Elf.
Is Nick Cattle.
Captain Badfeet.
Syrup Boy versus Vaguely Arab Looking.
What's Vaguely Arab Looking?
Round one. Fight.
All right, let's get to it.
Yes.
What do we got?
What do you got, Jim? Jim, would you cut up?
Jones, Cattles, last night.
This started about 10:55 p.m. and went till past 11:30.
Why are you listening to this?
They posted it as a podcast.
Podcast. Okay.
No,
podcast.
This started about 14 months ago. Whenever they...
Okay.
When did Keith leave? That's when it started.
You're acting like this was all unexpected.
This is just not going to be a fair conversation, apparently, tonight.
You're acting like the number was unexpected. All this stuff is set in stone.
You haven't let me finish one of my points yet. Not one single point yet. Not one.
Just make your point.
No. Go to break. We're at the top of the hour. We'll come back. I'll tease it. 90 seconds.
Wow.
I will give you my actual thoughts if you let me actually share them with some of the listeners.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
Testy.
How long have you and I worked together?
A long time.
Have we ever gotten that testy
3 years.
Ever in one segment?
3 years.
Never.
Doing this for over 3 years now.
Now, you guys let it bubble underneath the surface and mother F each other a little bit, and then the next day
really?
You're fine.
Yeah, but we act like normal adults, though, usually by the end
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Huh. Everyone gets on each other's nerves.
Nah,
you spend this much time together, you're
Hardy
bound
hates,
to
Hardy
get
hates.
On each other's nerves. Yeah. This seems like a nightly occurrence.
Yeah, this is getting to the point where probably, hey, everybody's listening now.
Which, by the way, fabulous for the show.
Sure.
I love it.
Tune in.
I love when these two go at it.
What do you want this? Do you want to listen to that? Or do you want Red Sox recap? I mean, come
on. No. Give me Jones and Cattles. Have
think
at
that
it.
Last year was a good trade, and now this is a good trade. That just feels inconsistent to me.
What do you mean? Why is it inconsistent?
Well, hang on. Let's hear it in 90 seconds.
You can't compute that, man.
Let's hear it in 90 seconds.
Okay, I will. I'll give it to you in 90
seconds.
It
feels very hypocritical.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
it does.
Very hypocritical.
Whoa!
Jones just constantly trolling.
Yes.
It's just a constant in-person, face-to-face, as I like to say, old-school analog troll. That's Adam Jones. Mm. And it's not that he'll let up if you let on, I know you're trolling me.
Right.
Well, so he'll continue to troll, but you can't let it get to you.
Right. It's like the Red Sox, 1-0 without Mookie Betts. Good troll stuff.
All right. So now let's get to what happened
after the headlines.
There we go.
But there's a difference between having $13 million in cap space and, like they had last year, $65 million in cap space. But not for you, because let's not get into the details. Cap space is cap space.
No, the $8.5 million is going to break them. I agree.
In your world, cap space is cap space. No, in your world, cap space is cap space. It's all even.
No, I see it now.
And the draft, every single draft. Did you know this, people? Single draft, year in and year out, is exactly the same. So who you could get at 32 one year is the same exact player you can get at 32 the next year.
Pretty much. I mean, basically, yes.
You know what?
Good luck with that.
Nick's right here. Because Jones is Felger youth, like cap is crap stuff. We'll figure it out. Nick is right here. Last year was a good. It was a good deal, and this year's a good deal to get rid of him for what you got in return. Nick's right on this. Good. Not hypocritical. Call for what it is. This time last year was a good deal. Continue.
No. Wait. No one's going to tell you that this was a bad deal that they got somehow fleeced or ripped off. They did a great deal last night. They got a great return. The question is, do you want to trade the player or not? I don't know the full context here, so this is an unfair criticism.
Jones said basically, if you like the deal now, then you hated last year's deal. If you liked last year's deal, you should hate this year's deal.
He's a hypocrite.
Oh, I get what he's saying.
Can't like both, he's saying. You can't like both deals.
Sure you could.
Okay, continue.
The Rams are getting 1 year and possibly two if they want to franchise him.
Well, the Patriots only got 1 year.
And they're giving up a better pick. I know. You're rolling your eyes. God forbid. Details. Details is what makes it all. That's the problem. The problem is details makes the entire story. Details from the changes of last year to this year.
No, details cloud what happened.
No.
Details cloud what happened.
And that's a simpleton way to look at it, so that's fine.
I'm not going to go woo-hoo for calling him a simpleton.
Yes. Sure, you should.
I called my own kid much worse than that this morning. That's not bad.
I just love how they go back.
What'd he do?
Got in a fight with a girl.
This is what I think both of these guys should understand.
It's a movie about a girl.
This is what I would say to both Jones and Cattles. The reality is no one really cares what any of us think. Don't care what I think, Zoe thinks, Felger thinks.
Right.
Fred Toucher, no one really cares. But this is entertaining as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even care what they're arguing about.
I don't care
what your points are.
I want to hear when we disagree.
I just care that you're kicking the crap out of each other.
Yes.
This is great.
Yeah.
I don't care about the details, not details.
Cattles is
simple
so offended.
So offended he won't let him finish his point. It's that raw emotion many of us struggle to have.
Yep. And there's Jones right there next to
that flame.
Oh, it's real.
They are flourishing.
Jones right there. Jones is right there with that flame, and the flame's dying out, but he's got that little pump thing.
Just blow over it.
What do they call
trolling,
that
not trolling,
fanning,
real take, fake
bellows.
Take.
Oof,
bellows.
I don't care. Give me more. I need more.
One last clip.
But the player is not under the control. He played for one full year at a lot less money. You're not wrapping your head around that.
I get it.
I feel bad for you.
It just doesn't make that much of a difference.
Snowflake,
They're not in cap jail.
I feel bad, Snowflake. I feel bad, buddy. Let's get to the headline. You told me to shut up 2 minutes ago. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Let's get to the headline. I need to tell people everybody lost tonight.
$8.5 million, I guess, is going to break the... I guess.
You're not understanding. That's not the point.
No, I definitely don't understand. I don't.
That's been apparent by this discussion.
Cattles, with all the latest...
I see that. I don't like them laughing at each other.
Yeah, it kind of takes the anger out of it.
35 minutes later, though. It was the next headline coming up. That went on for 35 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't like the fact that they're kind of okay with each other.
What goes on during the break?
They're definitely not. It's that like uncomfortable fake laugh.
It is.
Like, yeah. As soon as we go to this break, I'm going to choke you out.
Feel bad, Snowflake.
Snowflake.
I wish I could have heard Jones last night because he's been an anti-Brandon Cooks guy for so long. That night that Beetle got in his fender bender and took a month off of work afterward and I had to do the post game show. Yeah. Jones was here back in the studio. Yeah. And he was the Brandon Cooks.
Oh, that was an unfortunate game for have Jones do the post game because of the game that Cooks had. That was after that game.
So everything, every call, every topic, every segment is like Brandon Cooks.
I remember driving home.
That was also the same game Belichick had the logo look at that appeared to be ripped off the shirt.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
That was quite the game for Jones.
The one that he wore at the last workout he was at down in Miami, same one.
But anything like, that got brought up that night, it's like, oh, they look pretty good and heading into the AFC Championship, except for Brandon Cooks.
Jim, do you know
take away Brandon Cooks?
You know the Belichick on the stage at Super Bowl, was that? Oh, last year. It was after 51. When he's hoisting the trophy, he had the same non-logo shirt on there.
The Jones response to that would be,
it's probably showed Photoshop.
I don't know. Is Brandon Cooks going to be there? I don't know. I think they're going to lose. Brandon Cooks.
That was good. I remember driving home listening to that.
That's
going,
like a
Jones
mix
is
of
right.
Jones is
right.
Hook.
Jones is right.
Oh, you just did there.
They both have a bit of a speech impediment. I mean, Hook is off
little
the charts.
A little lispy on both.
Oh, no. Hook, it definitely has him in that category.
She may do have nursery knife. Sister Susie sitting by the seashore.
Say that one again.
Suffering succotath, Wallach.
Hey, after
we
you
got
have
some,
a...
We got some lispers on this station.
Yeah. After you have a trade like this where you trade a wide receiver, an outside guy, you start getting wild speculation about who the Patriots will try and replace that receiver with. And it also speaks to the every time there's a guy on the trade block, it's the Patriots should go get him.
Yeah.
And that, of course, means we're circling back to Odell Beckham Jr. And we're circling back because other people in the sports media, some former players, are discussing the possibility of Odell Beckham Jr. to the Patriots. Woo-hoo. We will get to that sound next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, 118, Zolak and Bertrand. Did a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good stuff right here off air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good talk. We good got breakdown there.
I'm going to have to talk to Jim about having a special rejoin coming back for a song from a band, one of your favorites, though.
Love them.
Somebody's celebrating a birthday today. We're not going to go all. We're not going to go all Dan's right. Dates.
Keep it under wraps. R-E-O. We'll get to it next.
Stone Temple Pilots. He's dead.
You'll like it.
NFL okay. Network, James yep. Jones, and Zoe's friend, Reggie Wayne.
I give him credit for coming on with us at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, he took you head on. I think he took you head on.
He really took me down.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say he took you down. He fought back.
Yeah.
So James Jones, Reggie Wayne, discussing the possibility of Odell Beckham Jr. to the Patriots, and we will start with the voice of Reggie Wayne.
First of all, the Patriots are not going to pay Odell Beckham
Jr. They dealt a first round.
They're
for
not
Brandon
going
Cooks
to
last
pay
year.
Odell Beckham Jr. Second of all, I was only in New England for 2 weeks. I know a lot of friends that played in New England, but I think the world understands that things are running a little different in New England, right? There's no way Bill Belichick is going to put up with the antics.
But usually he doesn't Odell, have to, but he doesn't have Odell, to put up with it because they come in here and they do the Patriot way.
Yeah, but also you mentioned the Randy Moss and the Chad Johnson, right?
He had a lot of success.
Those guys were well off in their 30s, right? Let's talk about OBJ. He's a young guy. Will he put up with the Bill Belichick way? I do not
This
think
is what
so.
I do know about O being in a training camp with O. He works extremely hard, and he wants to win.
Yeah.
And if you go to New England, he's going to work extremely hard,
and he's going to win. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to give up being yourself. And will he give up being the Odell Beckham Jr. that we know?
They're discussing it as a real possibility. I think they're just kind of throwing the idea around the way everybody else does. You think they would do that? You think they would give up one of these picks for him? I can't see it. I can't see them doing it.
Yeah.
But
which guy there do you believe more though? The guy that played 2 weeks here and hated it, or the guy that had a training camp with Odell Beckham and knows what he's like?
The guy that had the training camp with him.
Yep. Yeah.
He's the one who's saying it's a possibility and it could work.
He's saying he ain't going to pay anybody, yet they gave Reggie Wayne $500,000 to come in here as a signing
bonus. I'm just saying, Jim, I was only saying, though, that they're kicking it around. They don't know anything. It's not like they have someone telling them, hey, the Patriots are interested. Or
it's the first time I've heard that Odell Beckham works hard, though. First time I've heard anybody say that. He works hard and he wants to win. That's what he said.
Have you seen him? Like, you ever watch him in warm-ups?
I just see him kicking nets and getting the fights on the sideline.
I know you see that, but like if you're there before the game, he goes through the whole route tree and he does all the stuff with the one-handed catches. I know he's got his headphones on and that, but the dude is cut up. You don't get cut up that way if you don't work out. I mean, speed guys have to work out. You just don't go out there and run. You've got to keep those muscles loose. They're always worried about pulling hammies, quads. They got speed coaches. No, some of them, most of them go to Arizona in the offseason to work out and train.
Realistically, right. what are the biggest red flags in terms of the antics that he has that would be a problem here?
His money. No, seriously, you laugh, but he wants to be...
I wouldn't put that in the category of antics.
Well, the problem is, this is the Gronkowski point, man. Like, okay, Sammy Watkins goes to KC. He's making 16 a year. Who's the other guy? From Jacksonville, just got paid, making 15 a year.
Oh, Mike Evans from Tampa Bay,
and I thought the other kid,
Allen Robinson, Chicago. Yeah,
he's getting paid. I'm OBJ. Those guys are in the 14, 15. See, this is the Butler point. So Butler's in around 12. What do you think Patrick Peterson and those other guys are going to get? They're going to get 16.
Okay, but
yeah, you know I mean, OBJ.
For the sake of argument, you can figure out a way to make it work on the money. What's the problem with having him here?
The problem is that you're getting a guy who is all about himself, is not about the team,
doesn't
want to follow the rules, wants to, you know, on the bye week, disappear and go do stupid things on boats. And is he fully committed?
And
does he become a headache? Does he get in the way?
You're kind of describing, at the very least, wide receivers in general.
Yeah, but he takes it to a different level.
He does, but he goes off and does dumb stuff, you know, in his downtime, like Gronkowski. You know,
it's a different one, though. It's a different, like...
Rob Gronkowski's not taking off between two playoff games to go do something stupid.
I agree. Don't do that here. Right? He's
worried about his brand?
Has he ever been told... Right. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we talk about, we think it exists... Not just with the Patriots, but with every team. And there's going to be guys who are more about themselves and their brand than they are about the team. Whether they see or even act differently in their hearts, they're really more in it for themselves. And that's what we say all the time. It's a business. These guys are in it for the paycheck. And, yeah, they want to win. Very small few might be more about winning than they are about doing it as a career and a business. But whatever the case may be, it gets down to managing the player again. And if they sit down and talk to them, they say, you understand that, you know, the stuff that you do with the celebration, we don't like that on this team. Can you stop that? Yeah, I can stop that. Yeah. Okay. By the way,
you're not
don't take
like
off during the bye week and go to Belize and,
nice
you know,
place.
You know, we tend to stick around and work even when we don't have to work. Is that going to be a problem?
Okay, let's get
yes,
to this.
No,
it would be a 1 year thing.
It doesn't seem.
Do you want to pay the price for 1 year?
I don't think they need it. You know, I think they've got bigger needs.
I think that
needs.
Comes back to the same reason why they traded away Brandon Cooks.
He's right.
They don't feel they need it.
Right. I think they've got bigger needs.
You know who this guy is? He would be Revis.
Yeah, but Revis was a need.
I know that. You kind of have a need out there. I still think you have a need at receiver.
And Revis, you know, has a little bit of that diva corner thing.
Revis is all in it for himself, but he
not a total jackass, though.
No, and not to the extent that Odell Beckham Jr.
No,
is.
And I don't think that was the thing with Revis. Yeah,
Revis stays at home. He had family. He would always stay at home.
I don't think Revis was the guy you had to worry about this stuff.
Right.
No.
No, it was season Revis played.
Some of the on-field stuff, some of the celebratory stuff. All right, that was kind of lame.
Comes in position, though. Those dudes, those
corners receivers and receivers.
Receivers are flamboyant.
As I've said, the best thing about Odell Beckham, you know, again, I think this is all crazy talk, but if he were here, he's not the number one star anymore. And his biggest problem in New York is he's the star on the team.
They've allowed
biggest star, biggest personality. Yep. Here, you've got two bigger stars on your roster in Gronkowski and Brady.
And it's one thing to act like a star, but it's also another to have the double-edged sword where you're the diva, too. And they've allowed that part of it with Beckham to explode. That whole locker room, they had no control over the locker room. McAdoo had no control over anybody there. And Manning didn't have the credit or cachet to reel him in. If you're Eli Manning and your career is dependent upon that guy, hey, man, I need you here. I need you. You know what I mean? Like, Brady's got Edelman and Amendola going to Montana with him. Could Eli do that with, like, a Beckham Jr.? I don't know. But I tell you what, if you would be able to get Beckham here, you know, to see Brady and, you know, McDaniels and understand offense and see Belichick and, you know, see all the rings, and like, man, I got a chance here. And you might be able to rein him in for a year or two, just like Moss. You got Moss to concentrate for 2.5 years. And that's something, though. But as high end of talent Randy Moss had, yeah, you lose the Super Bowl, and you brought Ocho Cinco in. You lose the Super Bowl. Now, Ocho Cinco didn't have the impact that Randy had in that year you lost it. But still, I mean, you're always looking on the outside to bring these outside diva-type guys in to help Tom. And when has it paid off? It's always paid off when you'd had your guys, your drafted guys, and you went out and acquired guys. Like a smaller-end Welker-type player. But Welker never won with you. It was Dion. It was Troy. Yeah, now it's Gronk. But I know you won one without Gronk, too, so I...
Albert in Rhode Island, Giants fan,
hey,
on OBJ.
What do you got
Should
on
the Patriots
OBJ?
Want him?
How you doing, guys? Listen to me. You want nothing. You want nothing to do with this kid. Let me tell you something. He is an emotional wreck. He's not a stable human being. That's the problem. See, what people miss about him, his antics. I mean, he's not out beating people. He's not getting arrested. No narcotic charges. Let me tell you the biggest problem with this kid. Dez Bryant gets wild, gets excitable. Generally, he tends to put him at a different level where he performs better. Gronk gets like that. He steps up. It brings him to a different level. You know, with ODB, when he hits that emotional point, he becomes a wrecking ball, and he's a detriment to himself and his team. That's the main problem with this kid on the field. He is not a stable person. I have someone that I know through my family that has a position within the Giants organization, and he has told me time and time again how many different discretions that the Giants have to make and that they make on a weekly basis to try to appease this kid and to get him on board and get him going forward. They're close. They were close at one point to have an LT come in and try to talk with him.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
All right, Albert. But to Albert's point.
I believe him, though. When you hear that, do you find that believable?
Yeah, because here's what I did, you know, when all this Beckham stuff. So I started looking up some Beckham stuff over the last, you know, couple weeks here when all we start talking about this. And when you Google it, you put it in, one of the first things that pops up is the video, the infamous video of him and Josh Norman when Norman was with Carolina. You see those two just at the line of scrimmage throwing down during plays, slapping hell. It's just something's not stable there. Like that's not normal. You could put up with the dog peeing or doing this or that or pretending to do this or kicking a net. When you're out there in the middle of a play just throwing haymakers, full well knowing you're getting ejected or I'm doing this and I'm screwing my team over. That's the ones that you look at and say we got a problem with this guy here. This ain't normal. This isn't normal. So,
Tom is in Braintree on the Cook Straight. Hey, Tom.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
Great, Tom.
Well, I tried to make this point to Cattles and Jones a few weeks back, but
you know, good luck with, you know, getting on that show when those two are going at each other like an old married couple trying to plan the next vacation. For the love of God. For 45 minutes, those two will, you know, get at each other's throats over something stupid, just like what you guys played earlier. But and that was great, by the way. I was laughing my ass off on 101. But anyway, I'm indifferent about the Cooks trade. I like the return that they got. Like, Beetle, like you said, you'd be a moron to argue about the return that they got.
Yeah.
It's whether or not you wanted to trade the player. And that's my grief. I like Brandon Cooks coming out of Oregon State. I like the acquisition when we made it last year. And I feel like, okay, whatever they decide to do with this pick, it's, you know, to be determined for the overall outcome of trading the 23rd this year for the 31st last year to get him. But after trading Jimmy in October, I feel, right as of right now, a draft pick is used for the long term to build a team, correct? So in my view, that's flying in the face of everything the Patriots have said they're going to do after trading Garoppolo. Because when they traded Garoppolo, they essentially said, we are trading the next 10 to 11 years of the success of the franchise for the next 2 to 3 years for the success of the franchise. We're going to maximize the window we have with Tom. And in the process, if we find that next guy, then mazel tov. If not, then you know what? That Tom deserves to be here and ride off as a Patriot when it's all said and done. And we'll do what we can to increase and help his legacy along with our own. That's how I saw the Patriots say what the Patriots were saying to the fan base when they traded Jimmy. So now you lost all these guys in free agency. We knew Butler was gone, but you lost Solder. You lost Amendola. You lost Lewis. You're losing key members of your offense. And now you're losing your top outside option from last year. Was he Randy Moss? No, but Brandon Cooks was productive last year. Let's not kid ourselves. Again, good return, but he was productive last year. He wasn't a slouch. He wasn't Ocho Cinco in 2011.
Agree. You can say this about any player on the. You could say, hey, someone's going to offer you 5 first-round picks for Tom Brady today. Is that a good return? Hell yeah, it's a great return. Awesome trade. If you make the trade, yeah, you won the deal. Well, that's great, but what does that leave you with for next year?
Yeah.
And obviously that's an extreme example
of Schefter.
It.
They weren't going to trade
that's
it for
just
Jimmy
an extreme
Garoppolo.
Example to show you
Am
something.
I clear?
But what does that leave you with, and are you better after the trade? I think that remains to be seen. How do the Patriots use the pick? We will only know in time, but they absolutely won on the return. No doubt about it.
Dude, this many picks, the beginning of this draft coming up in a couple weeks is, I don't know. I'll tell you what I feel like about it on the other side.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Brandon Cooks gone to the L.A. Rams. Patriots sent him and a fourth rounder to Los Angeles in exchange for a first rounder, number 23 overall, and a sixth round pick. Also today, Ravens signing quarterback Robert Griffin III to a one-year deal. Bruins fell to the Lightning last night. They got shut out 4-0 in Tampa Bay. They're now in a tie for first with the Lightning. Tomorrow night, they'll visit the Panthers. Celtics lost to the Bucks in Milwaukee, 106-102. Right back at it this evening with a visit to the first-place Raptors. 7:30 pregame, Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell. You're on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Red Sox beat the Marlins 4-2 in 13 innings yesterday. They'll have the day off before tomorrow's home opener against the Rays, who will have bullpen days twice versus the Red Sox this weekend, Thursday and Sunday. They're saving Archer for Monday against the White Sox. Headlines are brought to you by WestJet Airlines, now with low-fare daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever
okay, so tell me what you were going to tell me before we got to the headlines. Tell me.
My man Jim Louth, who had FU money, would sit in a war room for the draft, and I'm with him. This is going to be a fascinating week prior to the draft with all the buzz and all the rumors. And are they moving around? What are they packaging? Patriots may be in on the tackle from Notre Dame. Maybe the kid from UCLA. The Josh Rosen stuff from the Peter King. Lamar Jackson, even. Just fascinating. Fascinating is a damn good word. This is as fascinating a draft we've had in 6 years. Good God. When's the last one we had like this? It was Jones and Hightower, right?
Yeah, they moved up. Everyone's shocked years? They moved up.
Right, but it got everybody like... I remember being down there in the building, and there was a trade made to move up, and we were like, holy crap, he's going after Chandler Jones. And he did. He got him. And then he moved up to get Hightower. And I'm like thinking, oh my God, that's Hightower, the kid whose knee was totally ripped the other way in the Sugar Bowl. But boy, that dude's a badass. Then Hightower got here, and his interview process was, I like knocking heads off. I like when helmets pop off. This is Dick Butkus. He's been a good player. Chandler Jones is a damn good player. We're back to getting good young players, and I think that's fascinating.
It's the quarterback angle that's fascinating.
And the
quarterback
angle. Who's your backup going in? The Manziel stuff. What if they don't even sign Manziel prior to the draft? What if this is a June? Who knows? What if they sign Manziel prior to the draft? Now, all of a sudden, they're all in on maybe Chubb. Who knows?
The reason the war room would be fascinating this draft is because what if they do like Lamar Jackson? What if they fall in love with Lamar Jackson?
I'm telling you,
he gets
you,
taken
dude.
At 16, and they're like, oh, like the whole tenor of the draft room would change.
It's going to go that way, and it's going to happen, and it happens every year when you get close to the draft and these teams panic. There's going to be a run on quarterbacks. They're going to go 1, 2, 3, and somebody's going to go somewhere around 8 or 9 where they shouldn't go there, where they should be more of a 25 or a 32.
Here's what I want to know, and we won't know this until after the draft is completed, but are the Patriots committed to taking a quarterback? Are they going in saying to themselves, well, if a guy falls and we're in the right spot, and are they committed? Are they going to absolutely draft one no matter what?
Jim,
I think we'll sort of learn that.
I think to a point, like they're not going to trade up to 5, but they might trade up to 12.
Didn't they leapfrog Houston to get Garoppolo?
Well, Jim, even trading up to 12 is a strong move.
But if there are four quarterbacks in the top 5, like there might be, and their guy's gone, they might say, all right, that's it.
I would put it like this. Out of those first 4 picks, will they use any of the first 4 to either stay where they're at one of those picks and take a quarterback, or move to take a quarterback?
Let's stay to take a quarterback, I would think.
No. I'm saying either or.
Oh.
I'm saying either one.
We'll be going back and forth, yeah.
Either one would prove it. That would definitely be a clear-cut answer to, I think, everybody. If they were to, I do find that part interesting.
If they take a quarterback with one of the first 4 picks, that's the next guy, right? Do we all agree on that?
Well,
that they think that's the next guy.
They think it's the next guy. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sure.
Anything outside of that, who knows?
Well, depends.
If it's after pick 65, they're not saying this is our next guy.
Okay, yeah, that's fair to say. Yeah, I like how you put that. And that's why I say, what's the last of those first 4? Is it 63? What's the pick for them? I'll have to pick it back up. Give me a moment.
What are you talking about? Last
the
pick?
Patriots. Yeah, 63.
63.
63rd overall. So I would say...
They're 4 in the top 63, 5 in the top 90.
Yes.
6?
No, good line of demarcation there, Jim. You said 65. We'll make it pick number 63, which is the last of those first 4. That's what I want to know.
Unless they trade back 1 pick and take the guy at 64.
Oh, sure.
But
yeah. We'll allow
that,
of course.
Who they leapfrog to get Garoppolo? Was it Houston? Like, they knew Houston was going to take him, right?
He was 64, right?
Yeah.
He was pick 64?
There we go. Again. To remind you.
I'm coming around on Jim's idea of paying to get into the war room.
Just to remind everybody, the highest paid quarterback.
Ultimate fly on the wall package.
The highest paid quarterback in the league is Jimmy Garoppolo. You traded him for a second round pick. You flipped Brandon Cooks for pick number 23.
That's that.
And a pick.
Sorry. That's the get in the door package. But Jim has FU money, which is the if these walls could talk package.
Exclusive VIP, only one available. Gold level.
Wouldn't you want to call me and talk to me the next morning, Zoe? He said.
No.
Couldn't wait for that ride in. No, Jim, I'd be visiting you in your mansion.
Opt for the platinum package. Yeah. You get a free Papagino's pizza.
I'd be there. Is Jim's kids feed me grapes on the couch?
Coming up next
platinum
here.
Level, you get to bring Jonathan Kraft's car around at the end
annoying?
Of the night.
You know what's annoying?
He'll toss you the keys.
You get to hit the auto start button twice.
You know what pisses me off about Jim? If Jim had FU money, he'd still coach his kids softball in Little League.
He would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I like coaching.
Here we go. Well, that no, I'm on board with Jim on that.
I'm worried about a ring out tonight. No, I'm worried about counting my money. How about that?
If you,
but that? You know, Jim if would like, build a money, new complex. He'd build a training complex.
Yeah.
He would go overboard.
Jim would
go.
Jim would go nuts. He would, no, I he'd don't think
yes, he would.
Jim would just soften up the kids like that. No, he wouldn't.
I think he would.
And he'd still coach. I'd still
That's
coach.
Not softening them up. I'm just saying he's taking it to extremes.
Jim, what would you do with my old snowblower?
Still use it.
You'd still use the plug-in one, wouldn't you? The snow shovel.
No, you wouldn't. You'd pay. You'd be paying someone to do that for you.
Would you move out of Warwick?
Well, maybe.
You'd move to Narragansett on the beach. He'd move to Narragansett.
I mean, maybe.
You'd move to Newport.
You get a nicer house than I have in Warwick?
Newport, I bet you would.
No.
Jim would move closer to the airport.
If you won the Powerball like someone in New Jersey did last week, you're not living there anymore.
GFO. Why? GTFO.
Ain't living
Jim.
There anymore. Ain't living there. Just not doing it.
I wouldn't have to commute to Boston every day.
Tell you what, Quincy would be so far in the rearview, man. I don't know that. I don't know that I'd ever step foot there again.
Damn, I get
Bye.
Another co-host.
See you later.
Another one bites the dust.
By the way, if I win, I'm not telling anybody, by
another
the way.
Another one bites the dust.
You can't. It's going to be a trust. As that poor woman in New Hampshire. Not poor anymore. She learned. You get that thing in a trust. You don't have to reveal yourself. Right. Get the trust set up. I'd even still come to work for like a month after just to, you know.
I'd be afraid to come to work in case I die.
Throw you off a little bit.
The woman
just so there were no suspicions directly after the win.
The woman in New Hampshire won $500 million, and they're throwing a parade because she set up a $250,000 charitable account for like seven organizations to draw off of. Like, what? You want how much? And you put like $250,000 into one account for... The library
so
and
what?
The and
what's
the,
wrong with that? Look, he's giving you anything.
I know, coming from someone who doesn't believe in tipping,
right.
or
charitable
taking care
causes.
Of people, or charitable
I
causes.
In charity.
There's only one way to handle it. You give away
it's
half.
Never enough, is it?
50%? You'd give away half?
Absolutely.
Okay,
we'll follow up on that tomorrow. Okay, we're not letting
Fine.
That one die.
Fine.
Okay. Today's takeaways next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, now it's time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight loss and visit awaken180weightloss.com. I'd like for them to come and take Jim away. Just kidding, Jim.
Jim hates us.
That's not nice. Jim hates us
Why
today.
Why would you say that?
He's just negative comment after negative comment after negative comment.
Which would be difficult to deal with if he didn't do everything for
Sorry,
us.
Sorry, after I filled out your timesheet and printed it out for you.
Oh, do you have one for me?
I have one for you and Hardy right here.
I just gave you credit. I said your anger that you directed us would be a problem if it weren't for you doing everything for us.
I actually made one for you this week, Jim, but I'll save it for next week.
It's like when Jimmy Stewart takes his complaints on air and just drives Felger crazy, like just little zings. Yeah, and then Jimmy just internalizes it after that. Goes home and kills 10 cats.
Hey, you got a baseball takeaway, Zoe? I want to remind everybody, tomorrow,
yes,
for opening day, we will be at Lucky Strike, right behind Fenway Park.
Yep.
You know where it is, behind center field, where the bowling alley is.
Yeah. Yeah. Your guy Harvey Leonard was doing the weather yesterday, and I'm sitting there grilling some steaks.
That's what he does. He does the weather.
It's that time of day, and he said, hey, folks, for all you heading to the baseball game, the good old grand home opener, just step outside. However it feels right now, subtract 12 degrees. And increase the wind by 20 miles per hour, and that's how it's going to feel. And it was freaking cold. I'm like one hand out the window trying to flip the steaks. I'm like, wow, it's freezing out here.
Harvey, godfather of weather in this town.
Yeah.
The godfather.
Kind of putting a little
You know, he predicted 78, Harvey. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
Yeah.
He was a guy who nailed the forecast in 78.
I think you've mentioned it.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't alive.
I wasn't alive, but I'd say that's a pretty good one to have on your record.
Mm.
I don't remember Joe Montana winning 4 Super Bowls, but he's got it on his record, does he not?
Well, according to Volan 4-0, that's the best ever, because the more Brady plays in, the more it hates him.
Called it.
Volan. I called him out on Twitter today. Got him good.
Little chubby dummy.
Got him good. Trying to take a victory lap.
Yeah.
So.
Hold up on that car wash, Mittens. Yep. Oh, yeah.
But I mentioned the baseball takeaway.
Again, tomorrow, we're at Lucky Strike for opening day.
I know it's the home opener.
Home opener was in New York yesterday for the Yankees.
Ooh. Mm. What happened here?
How'd it go?
Well, your guy Stanton.
He's fine.
Didn't have a great day.
Right, either hitting home runs or you're striking out. Judge did it last year. So I'm good with it.
What do you strike out, like twice, three times?
Oh, five?
How many double plays jelly
fingers
boots?
How many fingers you got on your right hand?
Nice single catch. Out strikos?
Nice catch by Martinez in the outfield yesterday. Nice double play you hit into.
There it is. Let it out, so. Let your Yankee family? Fandom flow.
Yeah.
Let it flow.
Jelly boobs. Yep.
Waldman, Sterling, let's hear it.
Now here is Romo's 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Stanton has had a forgettable day. He's been up five times. He struck out five times. And that has been offset by this fella, Didi, who has a double, scored a run, a three-run home run, a walk, and a three-run home run.
Well, I know four strikeouts is called the golden sombrero. What do you think five is?
Well, I can't even imagine.
Diamond? Platinum?
Bitch, it's cut out of this. Maybe a diamond crown or something.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're going to look back. He'll look back in a day in June, and no one's even going to remember that this
is. Of course. Absolutely. That's baseball. I almost said it, didn't I?
Yes. Go ahead. It'll be the first time this year.
That's baseball season.
Is she under the weather?
It sounds like she's battling a cold.
I hope she gets better. I like Susan. That's pure.
Susan, in life, all good things must come to an end.
Yep.
He's always delivering the life lessons to Susan in the broadcast booth.
Credit the Yankee fans for booing, though, for having the ball.
I mean, were they not going to mention that, though? They couldn't even mention the fact that they're raining down booze?
Yeah. Hey, Martinez, hit a couple double plays tomorrow.
Wow.
You know what? Let's go, Red Sox fans. Remember, you know baseball.
Well, and by the way, commoners, they'll forget about it come June.
I don't care that he struck out five times. What are you booing him for? Come on.
It's good.
Stanton.
They know baseball.
Five
strikeouts.
They
like their team. They're back.
Well, I know four strikeouts is called the golden sombrero. What do you think five is?
Well, I can't even imagine.
She sounds like Marge Simpson yesterday.
Hey, homie.
Well, homie.
Yeah. Well, homie, what do you call five strikeouts?
Sounds like something dirty. I know you might go down there.
I know where you're thinking.
What were those?
My takeaway is very quick today. It's from Tuukka Rask. Couple of those goals last night. Tuukka, I don't know. When asked how he played after the game, this is what Tuukka said.
Well, I thought I played pretty good. Keep going.
He's messing with you now. He's had it. Yeah.
I thought it was spectacular.
I gotta believe he was being sarcastic.
Yep. Keep going. Yeah, you threw in to keep going in there.
Yeah, just keep it rolling. Let's see what happens.
Pretty good standing up watching puck going. I like how Jack.
Well, it was a knuckle puck. I mean, it was the front edge of the puck. Like a slider.
The front edge. It's like an airplane. You either tip the flaps up or tip them down.
I think, I'm guessing here that the leading edge of the puck was tilted down a little bit. It sort of functioned as a sinker.
What an idiot.
You got to watch out for those knuckle pucks. You never know where it's going.
I'm sorry. They're covering her ass.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jack. The knuckle sinker, Sean, very difficult to stop.
Yeah, I was just waiting for a Remy. I think that one was middle in.
That's right.
Knuckle sinker.
He was looking middle in. He got the one he was looking for there.
All right, lucky strike tomorrow. Zolak and Bertrand live from Fenway Park.
That's right. I'll be there.